Well, I am very thankful this morning to be free. Thankful to be liberated from the power of sin. I'm thankful to be liberated from the power of the flesh. I'm thankful to be liberated from the changing influence of the world. And I'm thankful that I can report this morning that I'm free in Jesus. And I am so grateful and thankful to have a Savior that looks down on us when we're in bondage and He sets us free. There are also times that in serving the Lord, we can find ourselves in bondage to something. You know, the greatest freedom is when He sets us free from the power of sin. But there are times in life that you go through things that you start to be in bondage to. You know, the Lord is interested in setting us free from those things too. He can set you free from a bad attitude. He can set you free from worry. He can set you free from things that are just, even things that are lawful that start to bind. He can set you free that you're not under the power of those things anymore. He can set you free from negative feelings about yourself. He can set you free from that. He can set you free from worrying about what everybody else thinks about you. He can set you free from places in your mind, things of the past. That song talked about it. Guilt of the past that God has forgiven, and yet the enemy just keeps bringing it. And you're in bondage to things of the past. The Lord can set us free from those things. So I'm thankful to be free in the Lord this morning. And I ask an interest in your prayers that the Lord would bless His word to our hearing this morning. This title of the message is Free Indeed. Free Indeed. You know, that sounds like it's freedom with certainty, doesn't it? Not freedom with a question mark on it or an I think I'm free, but being free indeed is an absolute definite experience that we can each one have this morning. And there's only one way for us to be free indeed. And you know where that is? It's in Jesus Christ. It's not in man. Take note now. It's not in religion. It's not just because you're here this morning, as grateful as we are for your presence. It's not because you follow some creed or tradition of men. True freedom only comes through Jesus Christ. So if you will turn with me to the book of John, this is a passage of Scripture we like to consider this morning. John chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believe on Him, do you believe on the Lord this morning? I trust we can all say yes to that. So we're the type of people Jesus was talking to here. He was talking to the Jews that believed in Him. So the Lord has something to say to us this morning. If is a conditional word, isn't it? If you continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. Now here's that word indeed again. In other words, it's more than just profession. It's more than just a testimony of something. He said, if you continue in My word, then ye are My disciples indeed. You know, my heart's desire is to be a disciple indeed. Because there's a lot of people that are saying they're a disciple of Christ. What does it mean to be a disciple of? It means to be a follower of it. It means that I have espoused His teachings. I have incorporated and immersed myself in the doctrines of Christ. And so when someone looks and asks me what I believe, it's going to sound really familiar because I'm going to be saying what Christ taught me. That's what a disciple is. The pursuit of knowledge from the master, from the teacher. Jesus said, if you continue in My word. Do you know it is possible this morning for us to start out in truth and end up a long way away from it? I'm mindful of the parable that Jesus gave about the seed that was sown. And some seed fell on good ground, and some of the seed fell on stony ground. You remember what happened to that? It said the plant sprung up quickly. Have you ever seen someone get saved and it just seemed like they were flourishing? They were just growing in the Lord in leaps and in bounds, and it caused excitement. I've seen it in this congregation. I've been there too. It's like, this is just wonderful. You can see someone just growing and growing, and then all of a sudden, it's, where are they? Where'd they go? What happened? Jesus said that was like the one that it sprung up, but it was on stony ground, and it didn't put down roots. It was more on the surface. They didn't get rooted and grounded in the things of God. And when the sun came out, when temptation came, they fell by the wayside. Jesus said here, if you continue in my word, Lord, help us to continue in the word of God. That means that we need it. Sometimes growth is slow. Sometimes it's not always going to be quick, but I want to get down in the deep in the things of God, so when the heat comes, when the temptations come, when things kind of get hot in life and the trials come, that I've got some root that I can stay steady in my experience with God. If you continue in my word, you know, one that continues in the word of God is one that loves the word of God. Jesus said, blessed is the man that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, for he shall be filled. How's your spiritual thirst and hunger this morning? If there's not a lot of hunger and a lot of thirst for the things of God, there ought to be a caution light going off this morning. Because I believe probably all of us, if we would just be open about it, there have been times maybe we felt our hunger wane a little bit. But do you know what it took? It took coming to the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm not feeling real hungry right now. Lord, would you increase my appetite for the things of God? Because when we're not hungry for God, we're going to develop a hunger for something else. We're going to start looking for something else to fill that void in our life. And so when we begin to see that we don't have that real fervency for the things of God, it's time to come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't want to fall away. I don't want to go back to where I came from, but Lord, I need something from you. You know, the Lord will reward that, and he'll start to give a hunger and a thirst for the things of God. But what Jesus was saying is here, if you continue in my word, if you love the things of God, are there any aspects of truth that you really don't like to hear preached about? Everyone's really quiet. Do you know that when there is a love for the things of God, there may be some things preached and taught or you read about in the Bible that make you a little uncomfortable. But do you know what? When it's truth and you love the Lord, there's something in there that says, Lord, this is a hard one. But Lord, I want it. Lord, I want to be your disciple. So Lord, help me in this place in my life. Let's not shut out truth this morning, saints. Let's not let there be areas in our life that we want to just kind of push off to the side. Jesus says, continue in my word. You started well. I thank God for each and every one that is saved this morning. If you're saved and love the Lord, you have started well. But let's continue in the way. I don't want to be one that people say, what happened to, what, didn't there used to be someone that went to service there, Michael Smith or something, was that? Yeah, he used to pastor here. What happened? What happened? Where is he? Where'd he go? He didn't continue in the word. I don't want that to be my testimony. I want to continue in the word of God. I want the Lord to be one that the Lord can look on all of us and say, these are some folks that continued in my word. They didn't let up and they didn't let down. They didn't give up when things got rough, but they just kept on plowing along. And I was faithful to see him through. Folks, the Lord will be faithful to you. If you're struggling this morning, God will be faithful to you. But continue in the word. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. That takes love. Because the foundation of everything we do for God, it must be on the foundation of love. Do we have that established well here? I know, let's just preach where we're at. I hope you all have heard it enough, but if you haven't, I hope you keep hearing it. Because anything other than a foundation of love that motivates what we do brings bondage. We talk about, I'm free. I want to be free and I want to stay free. If we want to be free indeed, the only way that we can maintain freedom is to have a relationship of love with Jesus Christ. Because when we lose our love for the things of God and for His truth, it will become bondage to us. And then we get out the list of the thou shalts and thou shalt nots, and some people find comfort in the rules. But comfort is not where the Lord always wants us. He wants our relationship based on, Lord, I love you, and I want to please you. What do you want me to do in my life? Lord, I'm open to you. But if we lose the motivating factor of love, your relationship with God will be the same thing that happens in marriages where love grows cold. There are husbands and wives that live in the same house, but there's no love. They coexist. They coexist. She lives her life and I live my life, and you might see each other in passing. Coexisting. Coexisting actually becomes bondage. God never intended marriage to be bondage. He continued, you know, my wife, I've told you all this just recently, I think, she can leave anytime she wants. She's got the key to the car. But I hope she's home when I get home because she loves me. That's what the Lord wants this morning. We've got the keys to the car. You all, we don't have to serve the Lord. We don't have to do what He said. We don't have to. And if we do it because we feel forced to do it out of peer pressure from the church or from one another, you know what? It becomes miserable. It becomes bondage. And I don't want bondage. I want to be free. So, Lord, what do I do to have freedom in Christ? Well, without free will, do you know that there is no such thing as love? God created us with free will. Because love, in essence, is a choice. All right? Love is a decision. So people say, why is there so much sin in the world? And why didn't God create it so everybody was doing right? And we don't have all this suffering as a result of sin. It is because if mankind did not have choice, there would be no such thing as love. Because love is decision. And the Lord is not looking to force us to serve Him. He came, Jesus Christ came to this world to die on the cross that we could be free from the power of sin in the flesh. That we could be free to serve the Lord. Not in bondage to serve Him, but we could be free from the power that sin had over our life. Free choice. So we have the key to the car. We can go and come. We can do what we want and say, well, do you have to do that? No, I don't have to do this. Can you go there if you want? Yes, I can go there if I want. You know, after service this afternoon, after baptizing, if I want to go have a cold one in the bar down the road in Billings, I can go do it. I have the choice. I can do that if I want. Now, y'all may not want me back here, but I can still do it. But do you realize there is a greater love that keeps me from doing that? And it is because the Lord set me free and He gave me something better in Him. And I don't want to trade my freedom for what some might call some momentary pleasure of the things of this world, because I found true freedom in Jesus Christ. And my freedom allows me to go to that bar if I want, but I choose not to, because not because I'm in bondage to Christ, but because I love my Lord. And so I have freedom not to go to that bar. Say, oh, you can't go. Your church says you can't do it. Folks, you can go do whatever you want to do. Don't blame it on the church. You can do what you want to do, but there's a greater power, and it's called the power of love, that calls me and it says, I can do that if I want, but I choose not to because I love the Lord and it's my choice not to do that, and it's my choice to do this because of the motivation of love. You want to talk about real freedom. I don't want to be in bondage to the church. I don't want to be in bondage to you. I don't want to be in bondage to the world. I don't want to be in bondage to sin. I want to be free, and I want to be free indeed. And the only place that that's possible is in a life of love with Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for that. Love is not about bondage. Now, I know we sing the song, The Bondage of Love. There's an explanation for that one. I think y'all can get that, but that's another lesson. There is, when you love, okay, am I bound to my wife? Bound, bondage, yes, because I chose to forsake all others. But guess what? I was the one that made that choice. I was the one that made a covenant relationship with my wife. That was by my choice. So that is a bond, that's the bondage of love, but it's a choice. Well, Jesus went on to say then in verse 32, and ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall what? It'll make you free. Do you know that truth, by definition from Christ himself, is something that's liberating? Why are we afraid of truth? Why are people like, well, I don't want to hear truth because I don't want to be in bondage to something. You miss the essence of what truth is all about. Truth liberates. Truth sets free. Thank God for that. Ye shall know the truth. Well, freedom is about being liberated. When someone is free, they're not enslaved. They're not bound. They're not forced. Is it fair to ask if we're free this morning? Are you free? Are you feeling coerced? Are you feeling in bondage? You feeling like they have to? Do you know the consequence of truth working in our heart will bring freedom. The truth will bring freedom in our life. The enemy would like to say that if we follow truth, we will be in bondage. Has it, again, I almost would like to ask for a show of hands, but I won't. But if you have ever felt that way, may I just say you are not alone. But you know what the devil is? He's a liar. If you follow truth, you'll be in bondage. Okay. Let's assume that's true for a moment. So if I don't follow truth, I'm going to have freedom? If I don't follow the truth of God's word, I'm going to be free? Or am I under a greater power? Now it's not the power of love that's making, driving my decisions. It's bondage to the power of sin, to the power of the world. And isn't it ironic that people flee from truth sometimes in their pursuit of freedom, and they're being driven by peer pressure of the world, by control of what other people think about you, of what other people expect of you, and we call that freedom? That's bondage. There's freedom in truth that I can be, rise above the expectations of the world. I can rise above the power that my flesh exerts, because there's a greater power in Jesus Christ that set me free, that set me free. And so he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Free from sin, the addictions. Do you know there is freedom from addiction this morning? Told someone today, if there is something that you feel like you have to do, doesn't matter how lawful you may think it is, but if you've got to have something, you better start examining what's motivating and if you're free or not. Well, if I can't have this or if I can't do that, then that means you're under the control of something. The Lord wants us to live free lives this morning. Under the influence of the world. Do you know the scripture talks about not loving the world, and it says the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life? Do you know so many people's expectations and their dreams and their goals and their plans are determined by the things of this world? Do you know the Lord wants to set us free from the love of this world? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Do you know how many people's decisions are being based on those things? Is not that bondage? Well, I have to do it because I have to meet your expectations. That's bondage. And I don't care if it's something worldly or something that appears spiritual. Is that fair? Well, I have to do it because the church, the saints are going to bondage. Well, I've got to look this way, or I've got to act that way, or I have to have this amount of money, or drive this kind of car because the world has these bondage. The Lord wants to set us free. He wants us to be free in our spirit and free in our heart because of love, that we're not under the influence of these things. And it's only in Christ that we can be free today. Some people run from it to be free. But you know, freedom, and there's not the amount of time we have this morning, but freedom does not mean without restraint. Correct? Yeah. Freedom does not mean without restraint. The Scripture teaches us not to use our liberty as an occasion to the flesh, because the reason is it'll take us right back to the bondage we were in. Do I have freedom to go have a Sprite in the bar that I was talking about there? We rode down through Billings last night, and there's a bar right there in the main little part of town there. And kind of looking that over a little bit. I didn't have any desire, just for the record. But the point is, I would have freedom and say, well, I'm not going to drink alcohol, but I'm just going to go. But do you realize that would start opening up some doors? I'd be placing myself under some influences that wouldn't be good for me spiritually. Do I have the liberty to do it? Yes. But that's why the Scripture says, don't use your liberty as an occasion to the flesh. In other words, appreciate your freedom in Christ so much that you're willing to place some standards and restrictions in your life for the purpose, not of bondage, but for the purpose of protecting your freedom so that the enemy not rob you of it. Well, we don't need to fear truth this morning. When we are in sin, we are under the control of Satan. He's the master. That's not freedom this morning. People say, well, why can't we do that? Well, you can, but you're under a master. When you're in sin, there's something else controlling you. You're not free. You're not free in sin. You know what? The world doesn't bring freedom either. It seems like we're living at a time where there's a big push and a lot of influence for worldly things. And I want to encourage you in your personal spiritual freedom this morning to remember that the world does not bring freedom. Because pretty soon we're being controlled by these things of the flesh, and then we're under bondage to it. The Lord wants us to, He wants to liberate us, and He wants us to stay liberated. Well, moving on to the next verse. He said, they answered him, we're Abraham's seed. Now, these are people that believed in Christ. And they said, but we're Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Now, first of all, being of Abraham's seed does not mean that we necessarily have freedom. All right? It's loose association. And we can trace back church history. And we can trace back family history, and we can even come down today and say, well, we're part of a congregation, we're part of the church of God. Well, guess what? Jesus told the Jews, He said, God can make Abraham's children out of these stones if He wants. In other words, your history doesn't save you. Well, do you know who my parents are? Does it matter? Are you free? Our background, folks, I appreciate a godly heritage, but just because I have a godly heritage does not make me free. If I don't have the love of God and pursuit of truth, I will be in bondage to my heritage. So they said, well, why are you saying we weren't free? Well, aren't we of Abraham's seed? Well, number one, it's interesting to note that these Jews had been in bondage. They'd been in bondage in Egypt. They'd been in bondage to the Assyrians. They'd been in bondage to Babylon. And they were like, well, we're Abraham's seed, so surely we couldn't have been in bondage. Look at their history. And what's interesting to note is when people are in bondage, they will rarely acknowledge it because they're under the spirit of error. So may I caution us this morning in the love of God to be careful. If we deviate from the truth of God's word, we can't just keep doing it under the guise of freedom. They were under the spirit of error here. And Jesus was bringing that out to them and was causing them to have to face that, because who will declare their bondage? Who will declare, yes, the reason I went there was because of peer pressure? The reason I did that is because everybody in the world has this expectation of the car you're supposed to drive and the house you're supposed to live in and the way you're supposed to look and the clothes you're supposed to wear and the attitudes you have and putting yourself first. And so I kind of had to do it for those reasons. Isn't that bondage? But what about the person that says, well, yeah, I've got to dress this way and I can't go there because of the church? Guess what? That's bondage too. Is that fair? That's bondage. Because we're being motivated by something other than our love and our pursuit of Jesus Christ. Well, he went on to say then in verse 34, then answered him, we read verse 33. 34 said, Jesus answered, said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son. Okay, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Is that freedom? Free to get drunk? Free to have drugs? Yeah, you have the liberty to choose that, but don't call it freedom. Because who's controlling who? You're free to work a job, and I hope you have a job. But are you the master, or is the job the master? Is that a fair question? The Lord does not want us to be in bondage this morning. He wants freedom. Who's in control? The things of the world? What's dictating our choices this morning? He said, who you serve, you are the servant of. So who is our servant? Lord, help it to be Christ. The Lord is not interested in external obedience this morning. We can read out of Romans 6 talking about being a servant of sin or a servant of righteousness. You know what fruit comes out? It has to do with our choice. But in Christ is where we find the true freedom that we have power. Do you remember, have you all ever heard the expression, the devil made me do it? Well, the devil made me do it. Do you know in the Old Testament you might get away with that theologically? You make a case for it. But under grace, well, the devil made me do it. He didn't have to. Because where sin did abound, there did grace much more abound. We're not servants to sin anymore. I have a choice through the power of Jesus Christ that when the devil's trying to make me do it, or old Michael's trying to make me do it, that there is a greater power through Jesus Christ that I can say no to the world and no to self and no to the devil, and I can be victorious in Jesus Christ. Yes. We have power of choice this morning through the grace and power of Jesus Christ. We have the power to choose. So it's up to us this morning. Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Sin begins to steal your choice. That's what sin does, because you're under bondage to it. That's what Paul was talking about when he said, the things I didn't want to do, I found myself doing them. Anything in your life that you can't get rid of this morning, do you know there's freedom in Jesus Christ that he can break the bondage of those things? Thank the Lord for that. He wants us to be motivated from our heart, free from religion, free from man rule, free from the law. Verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be what? Free. You shall be free indeed. Without question, if the Son therefore shall set you free or make you free, ye shall be free indeed. In Pakistan, there are what we would call modern day slaves. And they're really like indentured servants. There are people that work in the brick kilns. Some of them are, a lot of them are not Muslim. They profess Christianity, but most of them know very little to nothing about Christ. It's almost like, I'm not a Muslim, so I guess I'm a Christian. Well, they are, in essence, slaves and in bondage because they don't make enough money to be able to buy food to survive. So they work for these big Muslim brick kiln owners. And so during the slow seasons where there's not as much work, they have to borrow money from the owner to buy food. And then when it comes time to work again, guess whose money that is? The owner said, you owe me this money, so it's theirs. They can't get away, and they're basically, it's a type of slavery. Do you know the Lord does not want that to be our spiritual experience this morning? Say, well, on one hand, I'm not a slave, but I just can't get away from... The song talked about fear and guilt. Do you know bad attitudes and unforgiveness is bondage? It's bondage. Unforgiveness is, you are bound to it. It's controlling. The Lord wants to set people free. In the Son will make you free, ye shall be free indeed. This morning there is true freedom in Jesus Christ that goes way beyond a profession, but free in truth and experience. And if serving God in holiness is bondage, it means we have missed the essence of what it really means to serve the Lord. It means we've missed the essence of it. Because the true essence of serving the Lord is about freedom to do what I want. And the only freedom we can have or we can find is through Jesus Christ that sets us free from the sin as our master. And then what motivates us is our love for God. If there is any area in your life this morning that you are in bondage to, whether it's addiction, sin, unforgiveness, bad attitudes, bad eating habits, bad drinking habits, bad behaviors, a tongue that you can't control, language that comes out that ought not to be, and the list goes on and on and on, there is hope because Jesus Christ is still in the delivering business. And when you, and it doesn't mean that, okay, I'm going to try again. No, we find deliverance when we come and say, Lord, I've tried. And we all know how that's gone. Doesn't go very far, does it? But when I can come and say, Lord, I can't do it, but I need you to do something divine in my life that I can't do myself, you will find that in the Son, there is freedom, and you can be free indeed. Amen.